A 5-year-old boy stands in an American classroom, unable to understand a single word. The teacher speaks, classmates laugh, and he feels utterly invisible. Years later, that same boy's English teacher will tell him he'll never make it to college. Fast forward decades, and he's now advising Fortune 500 executives, Hollywood celebrities, and professional athletes on the very thing that once defeated him, the power of the mind. Here's what makes this story remarkable. The obstacles weren't just external. The steepest barriers existed entirely within his own thinking. This revelation sits at the core of a profound truth. Some people are structured for failure not because of their circumstances, but because of how their minds are wired to interpret those circumstances. The liberating flip side? If minds can be structured for failure, they can be restructured for success. Your thoughts aren't passive observations floating through consciousness. They're blueprints actively constructing your future. Every mental framework you carry shapes not just how you think, but who you become. Consider this. The real battle isn't between good and bad choices. It's between the easy good and the hard best. There's a gravitational pull toward mediocrity affecting us all, and most people surrender to it without realizing they're even fighting. What if the obstacles you face aren't interruptions to your life, but the very context for it? This single perspective shift can transform everything. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" you start asking, "What is this preparing me for?" Within each of us are mental constructs, invisible architectures that either elevate or imprison us. These structures determine whether we see problems or possibilities, whether we retreat or advance. The key insight isn't learning what to see, but how to see. When you change your lens, everything in view transforms. Insurance companies exploit our fear of loss, driving us to accumulate possessions and status. But without clarity, we discard the irreplaceable while hoarding the trivial. Children fight over one toy while ignoring dozens nearby. Many adults never outgrow this, just with bigger price tags. The next stage prioritizes experiences, first loves, adventures, independence. These shape identity but aren't life's ultimate meaning. True adulthood arrives when you realize life is fundamentally about people. I've watched millionaire entrepreneurs lose everything that matters by prioritizing achievement over relationships. Nobody succeeds alone. Success is richer and more sustainable when built within healthy relationships. People can never be means to ends. They are the end. When you realize it's about whose lives improve because of you, everything changes. It means being kind when rushed, remembering names when distracted, speaking well of people when they're absent. The greatest experiences aren't solo achievements, they're shared victories. The greatest mistakes won't cost you money, they'll cost you people. At 29, with less than an hour's notice, I replaced a no-show headliner before 20,000 students. I'd never addressed more than 200 people. Yet that night launched a speaking career spanning 70 countries and millions of listeners. Here's what people miss. I wasn't unprepared. I'd spent a decade translating complex philosophy for people with third-grade reading levels in Dallas's most dangerous neighborhoods. I'd earned my voice long before I had a platform. Today's culture reverses this equation. We build audiences first, then shape ourselves to keep them, what's now called audience capture. We mistake attention for achievement, confusing fame with greatness. But greatness is always developed in private, never performed for crowds. Talent creates a dangerous illusion. It convinces you that inborn skills separate the best from the rest. Yet less talented people consistently achieve greater success. Jamarcus Russell exemplified this. The physically extraordinary quarterback became one of football's greatest busts after skipping training camp and showing minimal effort. He'd even claimed to study game tape that coaches had intentionally left blank. No matter how talented you are, you'll eventually reach talent's limits, where only character sustains you. Don't pay the price of greatness merely for applause. Do the work nobody sees. The audience that matters most is yourself. Can you meet your own eyes knowing you gave everything? Talent burns fast. Character prepares you for the long journey. For years, I tried making everyone happy while leading our church through transformation. I was wrong. If everyone agrees with you, you're probably not leading. Great leaders create clarity and raise standards, which inevitably creates division. When we relocated to Hollywood, my wife worried about losing committed families. I realized I couldn't make decisions based on three families when thousands would be affected. Your leadership will both gain and lose people. Initially, you're defined more by who leaves than who joins. Backstage before a TV interview, I heard renowned leadership advice. Never be the first to eat the mushrooms. Let someone else take the risk, then enjoy going second. But what if no one goes first? The world changes through mushroom eaters, pioneers who recognize their sacrifice benefits everyone. If you're playing it safe, you're playing to lose. Build your inner circle with people who believe in you and your vision. For relationships to last, you must either all remain the same or grow together. Always make room for people to join your future, but never sacrifice your future for those wanting you to stay the same. You must choose between acceptance and uniqueness. Don't wait for understanding or applause. Become the proof of your vision's validity. Life is hard, and none of us chooses our starting point. Yet our steepest obstacles often come from within. The self-limiting stories we tell ourselves, that we're too damaged, untalented, young, old, or disadvantaged, become our greatest barriers. You are your own ceiling. As that 5-year-old Salvadoran immigrant who couldn't speak English, I blamed everyone else, not realizing I'd built my own prison. Here's the shift. It doesn't matter if your circumstances aren't your fault, they're still your responsibility. When you blame external factors, you relinquish your power to change. Edwin's parents were imprisoned when he was 6. Now he owns a major security company. Jamie went from Denny's waitress with rosacea to building a billion-dollar cosmetics empire. Too many settle for self-imposed ceilings, starting books they never finish, abandoning business ideas they never pursue. These ceilings aren't permanent. They're challenges to overcome through training, confidence, and courage. Your inner world determines your limits, and taking responsibility reclaims your power. The question becomes, are you using your imagination to construct your future, or is it using you to reinforce your past? In 30 years of counseling, lingering past hurts are the most debilitating issue I've encountered. Bitterness steals health, relationships, and joy faster than any physical burden. Bitterness doesn't protect your heart. It hardens it, becoming the only emotion you can feel. You carry it into every new relationship, imprisoned in the story of the one who hurt you. Human emotions cannot exist without a story. Our subconscious creates dreams and nightmares to house unresolved feelings. To be free, you must write a new story by taking control of what defines you. Your pain is real, but powerlessness is a lie. Forgiveness isn't weakness. It's the most elegant expression of love and the only way to keep negative experiences from writing your story. We don't find what we're looking for. We find what we are. Like moths to flames, we attract what we embody. If we're compassionate, we'll find compassionate people everywhere. My travels to over 70 countries confirm this. Even in Damascus, Syria, I found extraordinary kindness. The opposite holds equally true. If you're convinced everyone is the same, it's because you haven't changed. To upgrade the people in your life, upgrade yourself. We see the world not as it is, but as we are. Balance is a myth. Not everything deserves equal attention. Love isn't balanced. When you truly love someone, they become your epicenter. The best lived lives are radically skewed toward what matters most. What we need is intention and alignment. Discover what you love, then figure out how to do it. While some qualities poison your soul, arrogance, greed, bitterness, certain virtues cannot be excessive. You can never be too kind, hopeful, or forgiving. You cannot have too much integrity, freedom, justice, compassion, or love. The opposite of ambition is apathy, which has done far more damage throughout history. When you pursue the good, beautiful, and true, you become those qualities. Love, hope, faith, courage, each attracts like-minded people. In a world that tells you to play it safe, remember, your greatest contribution won't come from being well-rounded. It will come from being courageously unbalanced in pursuit of what matters most.